Time now to take five for your community on WAMW. Take five, a service of Don's Carpet Center. The best in the business when it comes to flooring, commercial or residential. Contact Don's Carpet at 254-6635. Dr. Travis Madison, our guest on the phone today. Good morning, Dr. Madison.
Good morning, Dwayne. How are you this morning?
Fantastic. Of course, Dr. Madison, superintendent of Bar Eve Schools. And today, Bar Eve is hosting, in partnership with the Daviess County Health Department, a COVID-19 vaccination clinic. I guess, Travis, let's start from the beginning, how this came about and what's going to go down today at Bar Eve Schools.
Well, we actually had entered in conversations last year in the spring when vaccines started to first become available, late winter, early spring. And at first, the county health department thought they were going to be able to offer them to faculty and staff of schools and try to get those folks vaccinated as much as possible because they wanted to kind of include them along the lines with the frontline employees because they felt like those folks needed to be protected as they were working in the schools every day. And then whenever the vaccine schedule kind of came out from the state, the schools were in. And so we kind of still persisted to see if that was something that would be an opportunity for us. And again, want to stress that nobody's going to be mandated to get the vaccine. It was just more of a courtesy if folks that wanted it had, obviously, we had an opportunity for them to get that from the county health department. So our local county health department were a little disappointed when that edict was made from the state level that they wouldn't have those to offer to school personnel. But again, they did their due diligence and started the clinics up and followed the protocols that were set up by the state. And then I don't know, it's probably somewhere in the late spring, early summer. As the vaccine became more readily available and supplies were built up a little bit, they had reached out to all the county schools and just offered if we wanted to host a clinic and use our schools as an accessible site to do that. Again, stressing that nobody's going to be made to do anything. I know that there's obviously feelings on both sides of the issue as far as where the vaccination goes. And so at this point, the school's not saying that you need to do this. And I know I've received some emails of concerned parents that feel like that since we're offering it, that we're promoting it. But I'm going to leave that up to the people to decide on what they want to do. But I still feel like as a school, we're kind of right there in the middle of the community. Our site's accessible for many people. And at the very least, we can offer a convenient site for people to get it if they choose to do that. And obviously with the uptick of the cases with the Delta variant, there may be people that have they made the decision now to maybe give it a shot and no pun intended. And they can do that here today at the school. The schedule that the county health department put together, and they'll be administering this. We're just kind of giving them the space. They'll be in charge of it from start to finish. They're going to run in the school at the old Kavanaugh Court gym. They're going to set it up, and from 1 to about 3:20, they're going to offer it to students that are of age with parent permission, and then also our staff, any staff members that wanted to take advantage of it. And then following that, after we have school dismissal, which is around 3:20, then about 3:30 to 7, they'll stay open for anybody in the community that wants to come in and take their first shot. And then depending upon which shot they get, they'll set up a timeline for them to come back for a second dose at the appropriate time.
Well, again, this is completely optional, but it is available at Bar Eve Schools. This is happening today starting at 1 o'clock. So students, faculty, and staff from 1 to about 3:20 till the close of school today. And then it is open to the community from 3:30 to about 7 tonight. So, and they do have the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine available at this, right?
They do. They do because obviously with the trials and everything else, the students that from 12 to 18 can only get the one shot, and then it's the only one that's been approved and tested in kids of that age. So they'll have both available. And again, like I said before, we're just trying to offer this as a service just like we do. We offer Red Cross blood drives. We are a registered Red Cross evacuation site if anything were to happen in our community from that standpoint. So as a school, we just felt like it was our responsibility, and the Daviess County Health Department reached out to us to at least offer this as an opportunity for some of those folks to make it accessible. And we sure appreciate the work they do behind the scenes. This has been tough on everybody, but I know our county health department's been they've had it on both ends. I mean, they I look at it from a perspective, as I sent a letter home to parents on Friday. The school's tried to remain neutral as far as the the opinions go on each side, but we still got to deal with it, and we still got to try to put together the plans that we can to make sure that kids can keep coming to school as much as possible, and kids can keep learning, but also try to mitigate and try to keep things as safe as possible. And I appreciate and applaud their efforts that they've been through this since the very beginning as well, and dealing with the cases that have been countywide and all the different entities that they have to answer to. They've done a tremendous job, and just appreciate them taking time and coming over and setting up here today. And again, just to provide folks an opportunity if they so wish.
For those 12 and older, again, Vaccination Clinic, Ball Reef School, and the Old Cavanaugh Court Gym today. Dr. Travis Madison, our guest. Thank you so much, Travis. I appreciate your time on Take 5 this morning.
All right. Thanks, Dwayne. Take care.
Have a good day. Take 5 for your community, a service of Don's Carpet Center in Washington.